This is your KUTX Soundcheck. I'm Taylor Wallace. Jason Sabala began bartending at Emo's back in 1996. That's also when he started saving his money to buy his own venue, and now, not only has he done it, but he's done it right next door to the current Emo's location on East Riverside. Sabala opened Lumberjack Coffee Pub Buzzmill on East Riverside back in 2013, and now he's turned the venue adjacent to Emo's, that's been home to Beauty Bar, Antone's, and most recently, the Midway Fieldhouse Sports Bar, into Grizzly Hall, a log cabin-themed music and events venue that will feature not only a mixture of genres, but a mixture of mediums like comedy, film, and sports. Grizzly Hall's grand opening is May 28th with High on Fire, Eagle Claw, and Bridge Farmers. As MTV steadily falls in ratings, it's trying to circle back around to what they used to do best, music. Though the attempt seems a bit half-hearted, MTV has been boasting that its new program lineup has an emphasis on music, but so far only three or so music shows are slated to air compared to at least 11 new reality television shows. Even with an MTV Unplugged revival, experts seem unanimous in thinking it's not the aggressive return to music that the network needs to turn things around, nor is it really enough to boast a return to music at all. What do you do if you're Gary Clark Jr., you and your fiancé want to get married near the area of California where you met, and you're playing both weekends at Coachella? You get married in Palm Springs on a Tuesday. The blues singer and Austin music superstar married supermodel Nicole Trunfio at the Colony Palms Hotel on April 19th, smack between the two Coachella weekends. The couple spent the week celebrating their love and vows with friends, family, and their one-year-old son, Zion. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.